Espresso English Podcast Episode 2, Difference Between Should, Could, and Would. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. The difference between should, could, and would is difficult for many English learners. A lot of people write emails asking me this question, and today's lesson will help you understand when to use each one. Use should and shouldn't for advice. Here are some examples of using should and shouldn't to ask for and to give advice and suggestions. If your friend says, "I've had a really bad headache for the past week," you can give her some advice. "That's not good. You should go to the doctor." Let's imagine your son says to you, "I want to make more friends, but I don't know how." Then you can answer with some advice, using should and shouldn't. First of all, you shouldn't spend so much time on the computer. You should go out and join a club or start playing a sport instead. We can also use should to ask for advice. For example, "I had a fight with my best friend. What should I do?" To ask for advice, we say, "What should I do?" And the answer could be, "I think you should call her and tell her you're sorry." You can remember that should and shouldn't are used for suggestions because they start with S. S for should and S for suggestions. Use could and couldn't for ability in the past. Could and couldn't are the past forms of can and can't. Here are some examples. "When I was younger, I could run a mile in 7 minutes. Now it takes me 20 minutes. Yesterday, I couldn't find my wallet anywhere, but this morning I found it. Last year, he couldn't speak English very well, but now he can." We can also use could for possibilities in the future. For example, imagine you're at a meeting at work and somebody asks, "Do you have any ideas for our publicity campaign?" You can express the future possibilities with could. For example, "Yes, I've got a few ideas. I could put advertisements on Facebook and Google. We could also give out pamphlets in our neighborhood. Maybe John could even contact local TV stations." A third way to use the word could is to make polite requests. For example, "Could you please open the window? It's hot in here." "Could you turn the music down? Thanks." "Could you make 10 copies of this report, please?" Using the word could to ask somebody to do something is considered very polite. And, of course, don't forget the word please. Now let's look at would. We use would to talk about unreal or unlikely situations when we're imagining a situation. For example, "If I were the president of my company, I would make a lot of changes." This isn't a real situation. I'm not the president of my company. But if I were, then I would make a lot of changes. "If people were more generous, there wouldn't be so much poverty in the world today." Again, we're imagining a situation, so we use the words would and wouldn't. We can also put the word would or wouldn't in the earlier part of the sentence. For example, "She would travel around the world if she had more vacation time." When using would to talk about unreal or unlikely situations, we often use the short form, apostrophe D. For example, "If I were the president of my company, I'd make a lot of changes." "I'd" is short for "I would." "She'd travel around the world if she had more vacation time." "She'd" is short for "she would." Another way to use would is in the phrase "would you like?" This is used to make polite offers. For example, If a guest is visiting your house, you could say, "Would you like anything to drink?" "A soda would be great, thanks." We can use "would you like" to make an invitation. For example, "Would you like to join us for dinner?" "I'd love to, but I actually have other plans tonight." "Would you like to see some pictures from my vacation?" "Sure." "Would you like" is just a more polite way to say, "Do you want?" Finally, avoid this common error. Don't use the word "to" after "should," "could," or "would." For example, don't say, "You shouldn't to smoke." The correct sentence is, "You shouldn't smoke." Don't say, "We could to order pizza tonight." The correct sentence is, "We could order pizza tonight." Don't say, "I would to buy a new car if I had the money." The correct sentence is, "I would buy a new car if I had the money." Again, after should, could, and would, we always use the base form of the verb without the word to. In the next episode, I'll teach you how to use should have, could have, and would have. So stay tuned. If you're interested in learning the differences between other commonly confused words like should, could, and would, visit espressoenglish.net and check out the ebook 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. It has more than 600 words that English learners commonly confuse, and this book will help clear up all your doubts with some very clear and detailed explanations and examples. So if you're interested, visit the website espressoenglish.net to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.